think she was born in Illinois too.
And let's see, do you know when with her?
No, I wouldn't know when either.
And education?
Well, I suppose it's a country school. That's about all I can get into.
Occupation?
Well, she's, they was farmers.
And travel to Iowa?
Yeah, they traveled with the Iowa, from Illinois to Iowa.
And she died there?
Yeah.
And your mother's name?
What was my mother's name before she's married?
What was her first name?
Oh, Florence.
And do you know when she was born?
Yeah, let's see. She's about 8 years younger than Dad. Let's see what was Dad.
About 1870, huh?
Yeah.
And do you know where she was born?
She's born in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And then education?
Well, just country school.
Occupation?
Well, she's a farmer's daughter.
And came down here in?
Well, in about 1900, I think.
And she and your father were married here or in Iowa?
No, they were married in Iowa.
And your mother's father?
Where was he born?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Either be Illinois or Iowa, but then I really don't know.
And his occupation?
He was a farmer.
The education the same?
Yeah.
And so did he come down here to settle?
Yeah.
And then when did he come down?
In about 1905.
Did he stay?
Yeah.
Do you know his first name?
Henry.
And your mother's mother?
Carolina.
Do you know her maiden name?
Yeah, I'll think of it in a minute. Let's pass that a minute. I'll think of it.
Okay. And do you know where she was born?
Well, in Iowa, I'd say.
Any date?
No, I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. Occupation? Housewife?
Yeah.
Regular education?
Yeah.
And let's see, character and history of community. I think I've got that pretty well. We discussed that a little earlier. Declining, and now it's climbing back up.
Mm-hmm.
That elevator should make a big difference in that, too.
Yeah, there's a little bit of snow, like Case outfit. It's coming up a little bit, too, you know.
I was surprised. He's got a lot of stock there.
Yeah. He had the bigger Case outfits and... Well, there's one on the other side of Enid. I don't know if you've ever been up through there. Kremlin, I think,
yeah.
In the little town.
Uh-huh.
He's a big dealer up there. And this one of the, this, these bigger ones have these meetings during the year. And this Clem had one up here a while back and had a free barbecue supper. He fed better than 1,000 people up there.
My goodness.
And they claimed it's the biggest one in the state.
That's over here at Custer? Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, they started feeding up there at about 5:30 and like they never got them all fed.
Hmm.
And shoot, had everything all the buildings around town there filled. One of them was trying to feed in and in the community building there where they were supposed to have their meeting in, you know, and shoot, they didn't have seats enough in there. And when they finished eating up there, why they was, they would just bring their chair and come on down there, and we packed in that thing. And it was a regular basketball court.
Mm.
So shoot, we had all the time.
Well, that's good when something like that happens. Of course, he doesn't have much overhead, I imagine.
No, not like you would in a lot of places, you know. Let's see.
I've got some pencils here. Is your little girl old enough to write with a pencil?
Oh, yeah, she's a writer. She's not very good. Her coordination is very poor. But she gives it a try.